Joined now by lawyer extraordinaire Jeffrey O'Brien.
Morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm good. I'm well.
Out of the Star Tribune, Senator Franken will not back the Minnesota Supreme Court Justice Strauss and Trump's pick for the Eighth Circuit Court. The Democratic senator said on Tuesday that he would not return a blue slip that would allow the nomination of Strauss to advance to a vote, concerned that he's too conservative. His quote here is pretty amazing. Franken said, "The president should be seeking out judges who bridge the issues that divide us. I fear that this justice views and philosophy would lead him to reinforce those divisions and steer the already conservative Eighth Circuit even further to the right." I wish he would just phrase that as, he's just going to decide things that I don't like, and I want a judge to decide things that I would like. It would make it a lot simpler.
Yeah, you could use a lot less words if you just said it that way. I don't get this one. I mean, I'm not surprised, but this is. And I know our junior senator has done a lot of things over time that make no logical sense, but this one really does, take the cake. I mean, just so you guys know, and people know about this blue slip process, this is something that the Senate started back in, if I understand it, in, 1917. And the idea is, that with the Senate having the advise and consent role for judicial appointments of the president, that the senators from the nominee's home state would have at least consulted with the president and given their input and their approval of the nominee. It seems like to be like this blue slip tradition is another Senate tradition that's going to go away because of the extreme partisanship of the minority party right now.
Well, it sounds like something that probably should go away. I mean, this is not, an age where if you're a senator from, Wyoming and a judge from Florida is being nominated, that your access to information about that judge is hindered in any way. I mean, it seems like an outdated tradition that only exists because the Senate loves their traditions.
That's exactly right, Drew. And the silliness of Senator Franken's decision is, the seat that Justice Strauss was being nominated for is for the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. That covers a number of states, not just Minnesota, okay? So the president, Al Franken, isn't doing anything to block a conservative judge from being named to that seat. He's just blocking a judge from Minnesota from being named to that seat.
Senator,
and Senator Klobuchar came out.
Yeah,
she had a press release last night, and I thought it was kind of milquetoast. It's interesting. All of a sudden, she thinks he should have a hearing after Franken says that he's not going to go for it. So now she's in the clear. But she brought up that she thinks he should have a hearing for that very reason. That this is a chance to put a Minnesotan on in that seat versus the president just going to someone in a state where there's where he's going to get the the blue slip stack, so to speak. So, really disappointing on behalf of both of them. But again, not surprising.
Well, and I think your comment about Senator Amy Klobuchar on this is right on. It really felt like a good cop, bad cop kind of deal, where she felt in the clear, so she could let Franken be the one to sort of obstruct on this. Minnesota Republican Party Chairwoman Jennifer Carnahan said, in refusing to support Justice Strauss for appointment to the Eighth Circuit, Al Franken's actions exhibit the worst form of partisanship. She said in a statement, and Franken had called Strauss a committed public servant prior. I mean, it's all just grandstanding.
It feels like Klobuchar and Franken got together and were
exactly.
What's the best way to handle this? Well, you're up for real election before I am, so I'll take the bulldog.
I'll be the bad guy.
Yeah.
And the idea that these two would ever sit down with the president and come to an agreement on who should be nominated is laughable.
It's kind of a joke.
It's time to do away with the blue slips because Al Franken should not be able to hold up a judicial appointment.
And this is an appointment that has broad bipartisan support. I mean, nobody has anything bad to say about this guy.
No, he's an eminently qualified jurist and eminently qualified to be in that seat. The only issue is that our two senators disagree with his judicial philosophy.
And they want to put a ding on Trump.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is all part of the hashtag resist movement. That's all this is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the thing is even, you know, this goes back to what we talked about before with the Governor Dayton and his veto of the legislature's funding. They're almost paralyzed by their base right now with this resistance movement, that they will not do anything to work with the other side because they'll face heat from their base for working in a bipartisan fashion.
So do you think this is the beginning of the end of the blue slip?
I really do. I hope that Senator Grassley, who's the chair of the Judiciary Committee, just says, to hell with it. We're going forward with him.
Yeah.
I hope that he gets a hearing. And it's ironic that Senator Franken was one of the most vocal in, especially during the Gorsuch nomination confirmation hearings, about how he was still upset about Merrick Garland not getting a hearing. And yet here he is doing the same thing, to Justice Strzok.
Yeah, Ronald Schutz, a Minneapolis attorney under the former chair of the Minnesota Judicial Selection Committee under Paul Lenny, said, "I do not think that Trump will be able to find a lawyer or a judge from Minnesota who shares his judicial philosophy and who will be acceptable to our two Democratic senators." In an email, he went on to say, "It likely means that Minnesota will lose the seat on the 8th Circuit. Thank you, Senator Franken."
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Jeffrey O'Brien, lawyer extraordinaire, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Always a pleasure, and look forward to having you on again soon.
Sounds good.
Take care.